This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. military is a family business, and that's true for U.S. Army Brigadier General Mark Hertling. Listeners to this program met Hertling in May when he spoke by phone from Najaf, Iraq.
The fighting today has not been as intense as it was a few evenings ago.
At the same time General Hertling spoke from central Iraq, one of his sons was serving in northern Iraq. His other son is attending the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, just as Mark Hertling once did. On a recent Saturday morning, General Hertling and his wife, Sue, were visiting their son at the academy.
There are a lot of generations of fathers, sons, grandfathers,
and expectations
for not only sons, but now daughters to attend here.
We met the Hertlings at West Point to start an occasional series on national service, both military and civilian. In the coming months, we'll hear what people think they owe their country and what they do about it. From a high bluff at the U.S. Military Academy, the Hertling family could look down on a bend in the Hudson River. Revolutionary War soldiers once defended this spot, and the Hertlings have their own history here. Mark and Sue Hertling remember kissing on this bluff. That was when they were dating at the end of the Vietnam era.
And Sue, when we first met, she said something to her girlfriend that introduced us of, I don't want to date somebody from West Point. I mean, those guys are military guys. I don't want to date a cadet.
No, I almost broke the date when I heard he was a cadet. And by the time we were engaged, 6 months or so later, when people asked what my fiancé does, and I said he was going to graduate from West Point and go into the Army. I mean, eyes rolled, eyebrows went up, and people backed away from you. It was a very, very different time.
Did you ever just fudge it and say, oh, he's in college?
Well, yeah, we used
to
say
that.
he goes to a small boys' school
small
on the Hudson
school,
River.
Upstate
we did
New
start
York,
saying
yeah.
that. We did.
Yeah.
We did start.
Mark Hertling is tall and thin. He's a lifetime swimmer. Sue Hertling is a trim blonde woman who has moved the family from base to base over the years. Recently, she moved into a house at a U.S. military base in Hanau, Germany. She spent an entire year there alone. 2 hours after their moving van arrived, Mark Hertling went away to spend a year in Iraq.
We have been married 29 years, and we've moved 21 times in that period, and that's been all over the world.
Mark, have there been times when you wondered what you were doing in the military? And Sue, have there been times when you wondered what he was doing in the military?
Yeah, early on, absolutely. The challenges, the pay, the implications for the family, the number of schools we had to put the kids through. Why do I do this? And it always came back to, again, a love of country, a service to nation, and the love of the other soldiers. The people in this profession are the things that keep you in. It is truly a family.
My big concern was at what price. I never felt that Mark wasn't in a noble profession, and I knew he had a real gift for this profession. I've always known that. But just to give you an example, when Todd was first born, Mark was ended up being in a total of 3 company commands, and I mean it quite literally when I say that he was gone in the morning when Todd woke up. He returned home in the evening when Todd was asleep. We literally went weeks on end with him hardly ever seeing our little boy. And so that pulls on your heartstrings. But he's done a tremendous job in making it quality time with the boys, and I think they would both say the same. And for me, over the years, I've come to interact more and more with soldiers and their families, and Mark has shared more and more with me about the profession. And the more you understand it, the more willing you are to make that personal sacrifice as well.
Sue, you didn't want your kids to go into the military, did you?
I didn't. It's not that I didn't want them to. My concern was that it was important that neither one of us influenced too dramatically what the boys might decide to do, for them not to feel pressured in any way. It's at once your greatest pride as a mom when your sons decide to be soldiers. Then in the case of a deployment, which we just went through with Todd, it can at that same instant become your worst nightmare.
Sue Hertling's son Todd is now a U.S. Army lieutenant. This summer his unit finished a tour in Iraq, and the entire family went to see him at his base in Colorado. Lieutenant Hertling took his parents and his brother Scott to see a memorial. It's a slab of black stone marked with the names of soldiers killed in Iraq. One of the roughly 1,000 Americans killed to date was a soldier under Todd's command. His name was Justin Pollock.
He enlisted after September 11th, you know. He had his whole future ahead of him, could have done anything, probably. But this is one that affected me very deeply, and it affected my platoon very deeply because we were very close and like a family. Because, you know, your platoon is the only family you have out there.
Todd Hertling's real family could only send their sympathies by letter or by phone. When the Hertlings finally met face-to-face in Colorado this summer, they had a chance to reflect on the previous year. Sue Hertling had been alone in Germany. Her two sons were at West Point and in northern Iraq, and her husband Mark Hertling was in a different part of Iraq. Tell me about a particularly memorable day that you've had in the last year, a day in which you heard about or were thinking about where someone else in your family was.
I'm Todd, and the day that I'm thinking of was in December of this past year, and we were at a border outpost on the Syrian border with Iraq, and my promotion to first lieutenant was coming up, and I really had no idea that this was about to happen, but my dad ended up flying in from Baghdad in a Black Hawk to attend the promotion, and he was able to pin on my silver bars. And at the same time, you know, I was thinking about my family back home.
Gosh, you know, I have the exact same one, and it was a different. I'm Sue. I'm the mom in the family, and for me, it was incredibly painful to know that this was the very first major event for Todd as a young officer. This is his first promotion, and to know that all four of us couldn't be together. I distinctly remember going out walking with our dog, and I literally was aching that Scott and I could not be there with Todd and Mark to share in that day.
I think the biggest one for me is probably the day my brother got back and finally made it up. He came up to visit me at West Point. We're very close. We always have been. You know, when we would move to a new place, it was he and I until we kind of found our way around the new area. But that day when he arrived at West Point, I can still remember it was a bright sunny day. It was right about noon, and I saw him from across the way. It was a great embrace because it'd been too long.
And this is Mark, and I'm gonna break, and this is gonna seem like an odd one, but it was the day our dog died. And the reason I say that is because Sue was back in Hanau, had to take care of that. We had to put the dog to sleep. Sue really, it was just an example of all the things that she bore by herself in that house in Hanau.
When U.S. Army General Mark Hertling met the woman who would become his wife, she had trouble understanding military life. 3 decades later, she stood on that bluff at West Point, the bluff where she once went on dates with a young cadet. And she said it's getting harder to understand civilian life.
But it's interesting, and I've got to be careful how I word this. When we go back to visit family, it's almost like we can't relate anymore because they're talking about what lawn treatment they're going to use, and it's just a difference and set of priorities, I guess. And we've just had such a broadening experience living in other cultures and living this lifestyle, moving all the time.
As much as anything, that constant moving around the world sets military families apart from many Americans and keeps them reaching out for each other.
Mommy!